Mulaney, America Tonight. Boy, we have some heavy subjects to hit on this version of the show. But I do want to tell everybody, we do have a big giveaway coming up, and I just received the goods in the mail. Yeah. And what we're giving away is a GPS system that includes a backup camera. Is that studio audience alive there in Minneapolis? They should be pumped full of Starbucks. I would imagine by now I'd hear them screaming, applauding, like that Crazy View show where they give away everything and people go nuts. Ever seen that morning show with all the broads on? Well, I'm sure I'm going to get emails now. But anyway, that's what happens. So they go crazy because of all the giveaways. But I'll give you more details on that in our next couple of shows. It has to do with a great new book out called The Masters, which you could win. And I'll tell you all about that, too, later. But in the meantime, some of the big things happening around the country, of course, sad story with the Buffalo crash victims. You know, if you lost someone in a plane crash, how tough would that be a couple of months later to sit with other families who lost loved ones and hear that the pilots were joking about their inexperience as the plane was going down? I'm sure not realizing they were going to crash, but sure enough, that was the ultimate end of the people on that flight. 47 people in all, the pilot, the co-pilot, and then the man that was in the house in Buffalo, actually in the suburb of Buffalo called Clarence. So I guess I would do that. I said this before. I would drag myself to that hearing. I probably would go to Washington, but if not, they have the simulcast in New Jersey where the flight originated, and then in Buffalo as well. But it'd be tough to hear that. It'd be tough to hear about the lack of training, specifically the one system, the stick push system, and not correctly pushing down on it, pushing it forward instead, trying to pull that nose up. And it'd be tough to hear that, because who knows if the plane would have been saved or what would have happened. But if you had somebody really super experienced, and especially with that piece of equipment, chances are it could have had a different ending. So you're sitting there and thinking about, you know, your daughter in her 20s that you lost, or that neighbor, that friend, that sister, etc. I mean, you know, there was all kinds of relationships on that plane that went down. And I know, not to get morose. Yes, everybody, people can say, well, you know, everybody has an ending point, and that's horrible, and it's tragic, and it's da 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 da. But still, when you know something is preventable, that is the tough part. When you know it's preventable, more experienced pilot, more experienced co-pilot, and that whole thing is a different situation. That whole thing becomes a much more routine flight. Yes, maybe with some ice on the wings, but it's de-iced correctly, and it doesn't end the way that it ended, with lives completely ripped apart. But it could have been worse. More people could have died on the ground. While that was going on in Buffalo, New Jersey, and in Washington, the National Transportation Safety Board, and we've got two more days of that too, by the way, this was something else that was happening in a much different place. Five men were convicted of the Sears Tower attack plot. Do you remember that? Seems like that has been a very long time ago when this happened. But there was, remember what happened in this one? They were plotting with Al-Qaeda to destroy the tower and also to blow up some FBI offices. And it was in Miami. And the jury in Miami acquitted one of the members of what they were calling the Liberty City Six, and they had 6 days of deliberations. Because if you remember, the entire time I've been on the air, this has been going on. Two previous trials ended in mistrials because the jurors could not agree on the guilt or innocence thing. So two big, fat mistrials, and this time around they finally got them. They were arrested in June of 2006 on the plotting terrorism charges. And there was an undercover FBI informant that they thought was an Al-Qaeda rep That's how they broke this. So defense attorneys said that the terrorist talk recorded on the tapes wasn't serious and the men only wanted money. See, that's what they're going to say. And finally, this time they were able to nail them. So ultimately, sentencing has been set for mid-July, end of July, whatever, for the five guys that now have been convicted. By the way, most of them are Haitian or have some Haitian background. And that's Liberty City. That's mostly what you would find in Liberty City. This was a two-month trial this time around. They started last week in the deliberations. One juror was excluded. Another was thrown off for being a nutball and cooperative, whatever. The verdicts were read, and ultimately the names were kept a secret, and they were out of the building before they could be even interviewed. And this was one thing with the Bush administration that they were pushing, as these arrests were huge because they were considered to be a major success by President Bush's administration about disrupting potential attacks before they happen. See, and what happened was with the previous juries, they couldn't do it. They couldn't complete the task, because I think they had the evidence, but they're saying they didn't have solid evidence, and they just could not come up with the verdict. So this time, the prosecutors focused on the intent of the whole thing, really pushing that, not that they weren't doing that the first time, and said that the men should, we're talking about starting a full ground war, and they would kill all the devils, and they want to do some jihad and all that other sort of stuff. But we'll see what the sentencing is like after this. But when that first broke, boy, there were a lot of people that came to their defense as well. And then you get the two mistrials, and now finally they have them. Hey, coming up on the show, don't forget we have birthdays this day in history. And news you can abuse, because you know what? With things so serious, every once in a while, we need a good chuckle. Some people would call it a kicker. I call it news you can abuse, because it's just, some of it's just so stupid you cannot even believe it in a much different way. Really, I'm telling you. Unbelievable stuff. Also unbelievable has been the reaction, I think, still a day later in what happened in Iraq, and the fact that you have five soldiers dead at the hands of another soldier, and it all goes to that combat stress. Sergeant John M. Russell was a career military man from Texas, had served in the military for 16 years, was on his third combat tour in Iraq. What was going through his head, do you think, when he had his weapon taken away, took somebody else's weapon, killed two officers and three others? 800-259-5791. This is America Tonight.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Glad to be hanging with you here on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. You can chime in at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're talking about Sergeant John M. Russell. He's the guy who killed 5 of his fellow comrades in Iraq, and we're talking about combat stress. Does the military do enough? I'll tell you, on my Facebook, I posted this, and I got a bunch of reaction to it, actually. One says, I don't think so. Have you been to the Veterans Hospital? Another, no, the military doesn't do enough. They are doing better, but still not enough. And here's an interesting one, too. Our military does plenty. America has the best military in the world. I live with a former Marine, so I might be biased, but it's a democratic government who disempowers what is and always has been an armed forces team from a superpower nation. Seems to me bleeding heart liberals are the ones who love to point fingers of blame at the U.S. military, but you'd never catch one on the front lines themselves. So what do you say? Let's go out to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
I want to know if I just kind of wonder if, you know, if we start getting attacked again,
mm-hmm.
you know, by or these insurgents or whatever you want to call these wacko radical Islamic guys, mm-hmm. would people that voted for Obama put a D on their forehead, you know, like I, you know, kumbaya, and then be the ones, in, you know, front line there?
Would they be the ones in the front line?
Sure, they're the ones that
said,
"Hey, everybody loves everybody. Nobody wants to kill us." And
yeah, I don't think so. No, you and I totally are. You and I are totally in agreement of this. The many, many years, my friend, we have been talking on this show, and here's the thing: nobody. You're absolutely right. Wouldn't it be great if we could just do that? If we could extend the olive branch and we could all sing and be happy, and it would be peace, peace, peace. But that's not the reality. And why, Don, how many times have we both said this and agreed on this? Because you have to realize what you're dealing with in the Middle East, and you have to realize specifically what you're dealing with in Afghanistan and Iraq and what you're dealing with in Iran. And the name of the game is religion, persecution, and separation, right?
Right.
And so how do you cut through that?
I wish there was a way that people could be accountable for the person that they voted for you know, to put in the presidency. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you know, but of course there's no way to do that because we all live mixed together. You know, we can't just ship everybody that's a liberal to the east and, you know, everybody that's a Republican to the west. And I'd be thinking maybe a civil war would be good now, you know. So
let's have another civil war. Don's trying to start one. I love it.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, haven't wars been fought over political indifferences, you know? And you got one side that says, hey, we want to work. We want to earn our own keep. We want to be capitalist. And you got other side that says, oh, no, hey, it's okay to just live off of rich people and, you know, and, oh, you have a hard life. Oh, I'm sorry. Here, we'll help it make it better, you know. So, but anyway, though, hey, and speaking of money, you heard the news today about the Medicaid and Social Security, yeah? Gonna run
out.
It's
all running out, baby.
Yeah. Well, you know, my they tax us so much now, Kate, that unless they want to start taxing the people that don't pay taxes, but, you know, that's not going to happen.
No,
but, you know, we go back to that idea that I was telling you about. They've got to figure out ways to, you know, generate more money, albeit not from taxes. And you know, one of my ideas a while back was that federal government should have been the one to take over the subprime loans and just say, look, you know, whoever's got a subprime loan, the government's going to take it over and make interest. And, you know, once you've made your payments for 4 or 5 years, you prove that you can, you know, pay your payments on time and get good credit, then you can apply to a major bank to get a prime loan, you know.
And that seems fair, doesn't it? Because you screwed up. So, but guess what? You can still earn your way back. Isn't that a fair thing to do instead of giving a handout?
Right. You know, and,
right.
They've got to, you know, it's, and I'm not talking about the government taking over industry at a time, you know, like, you know, but I'm just saying, in a sense, to look into things that they can make money off of, but at the same time, keep it competitive, you know. I mean, I guess you could say, well, the Postal Service, you know, I deal with that, and, you know, you've got, you know, FedEx, UPS, and other ways to ship things if you want, but, you know, so they're kind of in competition with the Postal Service, but not really, if I could tell you some of all the dark secrets. But anyways, you know, but my point is that, you know, you have options. If you want to send something overnight, you can send it through the post office.
Right, right.
Federal government makes money off
sure.
of that, or you can send
sure.
it through FedEx or somebody else, or, you know.
Right.
And so that's what I'm talking about, is that there's got to be a way to where they've got to start looking at ways to generating more money, you know, especially if it's obvious that Democrats are not going to cut their welfare budgets, you know, all their pork spending, you know, and these pet projects they got. And neither are the Republicans, for that matter, you know. Neither is willing to say, hey, we're going to cut this, this, and this, you know. But I will tell you one last thing, Kate. The answer is not – we talked about this last night. We only got, what, half of 1% of our population's in the military?
That's right.
And you want to cut that even more?
Yeah.
You know, just because you don't believe in, you know, certain people believe in kumbaya and they don't believe in defense,
right.
You know? And there are enemies to America out there.
Right.
You know, not just the jihadists, you know.
But
there's
there are others.
People who take shot at us.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
you don't want to be completely defenseless. Don, thanks. You have a good one. Be careful out there. Let's go to Thomas, who's listening to us in Michigan.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
I think that we have to look at some of these facts coming out of our casualties in Iraq. I went to this website, icasualties.org. I don't know if you've ever gone there. But 88, in the last 11 months, 88 servicemembers have died due to hostile action. And 95 have died to non-hostile action.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're a military person and you are sent from the United States away from your family,
mm-hmm.
and you're over there and, you know, you have more chance of dying from an accident than from hostile action, what are you there for? You know, I'm wondering if that works on their minds, because, you know, we're losing more. We're 51% of our casualties are non-hostile.
Right. Yeah, and some of those facts, you're right, Thomas, you have to dig for them, and they trickle out, but they're usually not released in that form, where you're analyzing and saying, well, wait, that doesn't make any sense. And it's like I said, what are we there for? And I talked about the combat stress, and Don just talked about the numbers. We just don't have the numbers, so the troops are stretched so bloody thin. But can you imagine being shot by another soldier, and it's just because you happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time? And they don't know what they're going to encounter day after day. And then ultimately, what is the last part of this, Thomas? They come back, and there's no hero's welcome for anyone. And a lot of times, they're missing limbs.
Well, you know, I think that we have really kicked butt over there militarily. But I have to ask, we in the ultimate, in the last sentence of this paragraph of this story called Iraq, we're going to have a country whose constitution states no law shall contradict Islam. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it just, it just doesn't seem like something that I would have thought was something we were going to go after in the beginning, is to create just another, Muslim country that considers us infidels. Mm-hmm. And, has a intolerant constitution to any other religion.
Right, which was supposed to be the opposite, if you remember, like with the voting and the purple thumbs. Remember when they came out and then there was finally voting? But I said this the other day. I was talking about Nouri al-Maliki, who was Time Magazine's one of the most 100 influential people, and I disagree. I think he's been nothing but a lame duck kind of guy who said at one point he didn't even want the job, but was forced to stick with it. How is that government going to hold up? I mean, you make a great point. How is that government going to hold up and have any kind of democracy going its way? I think, unfortunately, with all, like you said, the military kicking butt and doing these proud, wonderful soldiers doing this fearless stuff that they're doing, I hate to think, and thanks, Thomas, I hate to think ultimately what happens when everybody leaves at the end of June. I mean, we'll still have some presence there, but not the kind of presence we have now. What's going to happen to Baghdad? What's going to happen to all the surrounding areas? 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
A little bit of a dilemma with Carrie, who's here, who's lovely, and who gave a very, very honest answer when asked a very tough question at the recent pageant. It's the same answer that the President of the United States gave. It's the same answer that many people gave. And at the same time, it was a controversial question. It was a tough question. It was probably a fair question because it's asked of many people. And I've often said it. If her beauty wasn't so great, nobody really would have cared. But that's not the way it worked out. So she gave an honorable answer. She gave an answer from her heart. And I think for that she has to be commended.
Carrie Prejean, still in the news, but she gets to keep her crown. You just heard Donald Trump. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate hanging out with you here on these airwaves across America and everywhere else outside of the borders as well. It's called America Tonight. If you've never heard the show before, Water Cooler Buzz at its best or favorite show for those on the third shift and with ADD. So you heard what Trump said and talked about her looks and what would have happened had she hadn't had the looks that she had. I'll tell you, it's been a crazy month, and a month where this woman is not even the winner of the pageant. Oh, yeah. No, not the winner. So she gets to keep the crown, which means there'll be some shoes that will drop in California. There's people not happy about it. But ultimately, I think the right thing was done. I mean, how could you take it away from her because she voiced what she believed to be her opinion, period, end of story. So she was exercising her freedom of speech, and she said she was punished for doing so. I listened to Keith Olbermann on MSNBC. I saw a clip of him. And he slammed her to the ground, basically, saying it wasn't about exercising your freedom of speech. It was what you said. Well, you know, basically, that's what we're saying. So you don't disagree. If you disagree with her and you think she's a bimbo, and how can she slam gay marriage. Well, that's the whole idea. She's asked a question in a pageant, and whether you like her answer or not, that's the bottom line. That was her answer. That's what she thought. Why should she have to politically answer the question politically correctly? In other words, because there's pressure to do so. Because she's in California. And because it was obviously a set-up question with Perez Hilton, who couldn't be more of a flaming homosexual who was judging the Miss Universe pageant. I mean, give me a break on that, too, right? So she keeps her title, the bottom line. Did you think that Donald was going to do anything else? And the answer is, of course not. Of course not. Because what a firestorm this has turned out to be. But it also shows you, what does it tell you that's happening in the United States? Well, if you're somebody who's gay and you totally feel like it's a ripoff, that you haven't had the right to be married, this is a good time to be living in America, because more and more states are dropping. More and more states, when I say dropping, more and more states are dropping the walls that surround marriage for gay people. And we're going to keep seeing this. There's going to be more challenges. Ultimately, the White House boat is going to be rocked, because if you paid attention, and it's true, and Donald Trump said it, this is exactly the viewpoint of Barack Obama. He's not for gay marriage. For civil unions, he's fine. He was asked many, many times while he was running for president his thoughts on gay marriage. He does not support it. So the people that elected Barack Obama, if they were thinking that this president, of all the thorny issues there are, meaning abortion, illegal immigration, all kinds of stuff, were you going to get his vote on this? The answer, unless he changes his mind, is no. And, of course, it's becoming a state's issue, and it's a state fight at this point. But ultimately, I think it's going to be something that's going to have to be answered on the federal level. Right now, some in Congress are dodging that bullet, and obviously the White House is doing the same thing. But this is part of the backlash, to what happened with Miss California. Because the backlash was not because because of what she said, which I thought it shouldn't have been, but it was because of what she said about gay marriage and who she said it to. And then ultimately he was on lots of shows and played it up. And of course he should have done that. He's in the entertainment business. He's peddling stuff. He's peddling a blog that's heavily sponsored. He's made probably a million or who knows how much at this point. Premier Radio carries his feature. So he came out of left field literally, and his profile has been raised anyway. And this just raises it a little bit more. So the frenzy and the firestorm and the paparazzi has been good for Perez Hilton as well. And then Miss California has just kind of weathered the storm. And ultimately, is it good for her? Well, financially, futuristically, it's not going to hurt her, because people know her name. And I don't think there's enough people that support her that it's not necessarily going to be a body slam every time her name comes up. But it does point out and shines a big fat light on the gay marriage issue. It's not going to be something that's pushed in the background anymore. It's going to be more in the forefront, because more states, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, etc., go down the line. California in their own bed of thorns right now, because originally for the 6-month window, there was the possibility to get married when you were gay. And then this Prop 8 thing happened, and that took it away and stunned, I mean, just so many people. And we're going to see more and more fights like this one. But anyway, the Carey Prejean thing, I'm going to say, is the daily salute. Now, last time, for some reason, the studio audience fell asleep. Well, gosh, I hope we're not boring them. Matt, is the studio audience alive and on its feet? Have you given them some coffee?
Lots of coffee, lots and lots of coffee.
See, that's when you have to go and get them some Krispy Kreme donuts. Do they have Krispy Kreme donuts?
Too.
Some Red Bull. Do they have Krispy Kreme donuts in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah.
You know, a Krispy Kreme donut.
We're an evolved state.
Well, you know what, though? Krispy Kreme donuts, you can't get them everywhere. It's select kind of areas. I mean, how many people listening to me do you have Krispy Kreme donuts, or is it Dunkin' Donuts, or, I don't know, maybe you have your own little favorite donut shop. Man, when I was a kid, I used to love donuts. I haven't had a donut in a long time. Are you a donut eater, Matt?
Not a huge donut eater. I have probably under 5 a year.
Yeah, that's probably the same with me. I mean, it's when you do have one, though, what do you have? Is it chocolate icing, or is it cream-filled, or what?
Definitely chocolate, sometimes with, like, the custard filling in there. What are they, like an eclair or something like that? Mm. Is that what those are called? I think
so. So you have an eclair, all right. And we know that now there's Krispy Kreme there. There's Krispy Kreme. It's hit or miss, I think, in some places. They're not, it's not everywhere. Not everywhere. But I'm making myself hungry for a donut. I've got to drink some of the Centrition. That's not, that'll get a different kind of sugar high, and then you have that crash is the problem. See, that's probably the thing with donuts. They're so good if, when you eat them. But it's the feeling afterwards, kind of like Chinese food, that empty feeling. Does anybody out there relate to that? You know what I'm talking about. You have this craving for Chinese food, and it's great, and you eat it, but then you're hungry an hour or two later. I don't know why. Because you're eating all the rice and all that stuff, and a lot of people say the same thing. I think donuts are kind of the same thing. I guess unless you ate a whole bunch of them. If you downed a whole bunch of them, maybe not. But I think if you have a donut, maybe if you have two donuts, you still feel hungry like an hour or so later. Yeah, that's the problem. You know, we were talking about the whole deal with, and it's funny that it just so dominated the show, and so many of you even actually called at times about the swine flu, the H1N1. And the funny thing is now every day the numbers get higher, and the flu is spreading. But the panic, if you will, or the pot stirring that was going on about swine flu has kind of died down. There's some strange things related to it that have come out, because everybody wants to trace the origins and trying to develop the vaccine. And certainly we saw what happened in Mexico as the worst of all. The World Health Organization, day after day, they were having these press conferences. And they're actually looking into a claim by a researcher from Australia that the swine flu virus that's going around the globe might have actually started because of a human error. Yeah, how about that? The guy who collaborated on all this research that led to the development of the Tamiflu drug said that he intends to put out a report that is going to suggest, hey, this new strain might have actually happened accidentally, might have evolved in eggs scientists use to grow viruses and drug makers use to make vaccines. And the guy's name is Adrian Gibbs. He says that he came to this conclusion because of tracing the virus's origins by looking at the genetic blueprint. Oh, that would be bad, wouldn't it? So this could have just accidentally happened from eggs that were used to grow specific viruses, and then the drug makers using the vaccines. I got more on this. Someone's going to pay. 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Is this scientist full of it, or does he have a case that the swine flu might be human error? That's where we are in America tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you. We've got the dungeon left. We're going to shove somebody in the dungeon. I have a couple of candidates for that. Haven't decided who. If you want to chime in on that, you can shoot me an email, snailmailwiseamericatonight.net, who you think should go in the dungeon. So in the mood to throw somebody in the dungeon. And you know how it works. Ultimately, whoever it is, and I don't care if they're giant names or somebody that's not very well known, no kidding, I do this each and every week. I send keys out. And when they get the key, if they accept the interview, they get to come out of the dungeon no matter who they are. I mean, even if they're the worst person on the planet, they get to come out. But and someday I'm going to announce, and what we've done it. If you've listened to the show at all, then you would know when somebody's accepted the key and has come on the show. But I'll go through a whole list of people that have done that in the past. You'd be surprised by some of the people who took the bait, let's say, took the key, came on the show, and it was actually a pretty good time. That's for a different show, though. In the meantime, this scientist who's looking in, you know, he's saying it might be human error. Well, the World Health Organization is looking into it because they have to. They got the study last week, and they're reviewing it as to whether there's anything to this. Because the man who claimed that this could be the case has studied germ evolution for four decades. What's that like? Hovering around a microscope for four decades plus. And he's one of the first scientists to analyze the genetic makeup of the virus that popped up 3 weeks ago in Mexico. Boy, it sure seems like it's been around longer than 3 weeks. Feels like it's been around for 2 months, but 3 weeks ago is when it first popped. And, of course, could we get the first flu pandemic since the late 60s? I'm still thinking no, but each day it's a different proclamation from some other health official, whether they're from the CDC, the World Health Organization, or Health and Human Services. Every day we have a different account of what we should be thinking. One day it's like, well, there's no reason to panic. The next day, well, you should take it seriously and take some precautions. So you decide who you believe. But can you imagine if it turned out that this was from eggs and it was created in a lab experiment or vaccine production? Man, if that's the case, there'd have to be some more security. Are we living in a fringe-like environment? Fringe, by the way, a reference to a Fox television show that J.J. Abrams put together, which is the paranormal and crazy stuff and whatever. So by actually pinpointing the source of the virus, which that should happen, I don't care what the source is, of course you would get a better understanding of the potential for spreading and causing illness. It would be a help to any of us. What the deal is, and the sooner that happens, of course, it becomes safer. Things would become safer. So is it a mistake that happened at a vaccine production facility, or did the virus jump from a pig to another mammal or a bird before actually hitting the human population? So, you know, this is how they try to figure this out. I guess they analyzed all these sequences of, I mean, hundreds of amino acids, and they have them coded by each of the flu virus's 8 genes, and then, you know, go through it. So he's putting together a thing for a medical journal, and it claims that, boy, it shows that there's some problems here. Now, as for who believes it, who doesn't, and who's skeptical, and who's keeping an open mind, the Centers for Disease Control, they got the report, and they say there's no evidence to support the conclusion because they don't have samples of swine flu viruses from South America and Africa where that strain might have evolved. They can't rule out what the CDC is saying. You can't rule out that area for the new flu. And obviously, it's better to know the origins of the virus because then you can make the comparisons, and, of course, it has to do with coming up with the vaccine as well. Mm. So the World Health Organization, who knew we'd get to learn that much about them? They've got a couple of research centers, including, of course, the CDC, but they have places in Memphis, Melbourne, London, and Tokyo, and they're looking at this study and seeing if there's any merit to it whatsoever. Now, just so this guy doesn't come off like a complete crackpot, he's authored about 250 scientific publications on viruses. He's been in the biz for 40 years, and at the Australian National University. So he does have some skins on the wall. You know, the swine flu at this point, if you realize this, in the 3 weeks, the swine flu has infected 5,251 people in 30 countries, but killing 61 so far. So the bottom line is, and after I'm going through all this gobbledygook, and hopefully you're not snoring listening to this, scientists are ultimately trying to figure out whether the virus will mutate, become more deadly if it spreads to the southern hemisphere and back. Because flu pandemics happen when a strain of that disease, which few, because of course, if you don't have the immunity, do we have the immunity for the swine flu? The answer is no. And that's how it evolves and ultimately spreads. But you have to try to figure out the origin. Have to. I mean, what is the, is there evidence that's hardcore evidence that the virus developed in a laboratory? Can it be corroborated? Are there explanations for the genetic patterns and all that sort of stuff? You know, it's funny. There is the James Lipton effect. and I know this is a non sequitur, but hang with me, everybody. You know who James Lipton is? The actor studio? He does those interviews. They're so droll. They're so, I think he's brilliant. It's so funny. He was hilarious on the Geico commercials. But then he asked the question of whatever famous, uber famous person is sitting next to him, usually a movie star or whatever. And says, what profession would you not like to attempt? I could say, hands down, I would not like to attempt to be a genetic scientist. Matt, how about you? Could you see yourself in a lab somewhere with a bunch of other people and you're staring at mutating viruses and trying to put the puzzle together?
I would lose focus very quickly and it would not work out well. I'd screw something. I'd create, you know, the bird swine flu or something like that on accident.
I am the same way. Let's just put it this way. How many people listening can relate to this? I mean, let's be real, people. How many of you all, like Tomas and like Don and like Stu and like Mark in New York, I mean, how many of you guys were great in science when you were in school? Did you blow anything up in the labs? Did you have to dissect a pig? You know, those things that you have to do. I had to dissect a pig, a frog. You know, and I did fine, but I never liked science. Never. I couldn't keep focused. I liked all my other subjects, but I could not keep focus on science. There's amazing people in that field. And imagine some of the discoveries. Imagine if you were the person, the scientist, that came up with the cure for cancer. Of course, I have other theories on that. Cancer, sadly, is a big business, too. And with the research combination with all kinds of things when it comes to the various forms of cancer. But can you imagine? I don't care what form of cancer it was. Curing anything, that would be, I would believe, an incredible high. First of all, helping people. But you have to be honest, the egotistical impulses that everybody has somewhat, no matter who you are, you have some kind of push on the ego a little bit at least. Imagine that if you were the person that came up with that cure. But again, in a lab coat, sitting around having to go through all these mutating viruses and look through the telescope, look through the microscope, that's the problem, look through the microscope and try to dissect these things. Pretty tough. That would be the profession I would not like to attempt. How about you?